debating climate change.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Today, the Senate starts discussing what could be a groundbreaking bill. It's called the Lieberman-Warner Climate Security Act. The thrust of it is a cap-and-trade program. It aims to reduce carbon emissions almost 70% by 2050. But this debate is likely to be very heated over one question. How much is this going to cost Americans? Sarah Gardner has this report from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
Congress is at it again. This time, they're pushing massive new taxes and regulations in the name of global warming.
Opponents of the Climate Security Act have been fighting the bill with numbers. That ad from the Club for Growth warns of a 133% increase in electricity prices and over 14,000 job losses a year. But supporters are armed with numbers as well. They point to studies predicting billions of dollars in damages from hurricanes and floods if the U.S. doesn't take steps to stop global warming. John Larson at the World Resources Institute says no one can clearly predict the costs of the legislation.
However, we can say that putting a price on carbon is going to make the United States economy cleaner and greener, but it will also influence what people pay at the pump and what they pay for electricity.
Larson expects senators to propose hundreds of amendments to the bill, including one that would benefit the nuclear power industry. Debate could go on for a week or more, but even supporters of the climate bill admit passage is an uphill battle. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
In case you haven't noticed, technology stocks have been doing very well. The NASDAQ gained 4.5% in May, its third straight positive month. Blue chips had a mixed month, mainly due to the clamp of oil prices. The Dow lost value in May. It starts June at 12,638. The S&P 500 is at 1,400. It gained a percentage point last month. In Asia today, the markets added about 0.5%, but European shares are down 1% so far. Oil is about $127 a barrel. A study out this morning spells out the cost of medical mistakes at children's hospitals. This is in the journal Pediatrics. Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The researchers looked at more than 6,000 so-called adverse events, things like infections. Dr. Sumir Shah of Philadelphia Children's Hospital led the study.
If you had an infection caused by medical care, your total hospital charges were about $170,000 more.
An accidental laceration, $34,000 more. The excess charges were for hospital rooms, nursing care, and lab work. Dr. Shah says these adverse events are preventable. What are we always telling our kids? Wash your hands. Same for physicians, but change is hard. Brookings healthcare analyst Henry Aaron puts himself in a doctor's shoes.
I learned from the most respected physician in my field, and you're coming along and telling me that I've been practicing medicine in a way that puts my patients at jeopardy? Surely you must be kidding.
But doctors have a strong incentive now. Medicare is going to stop paying for preventable mistakes. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, working to reduce heart disease, the number one killer of American women, by supporting Women Heart. Information at womenheart.org. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
I was online the other day looking at rental cars for a summer trip. I did a search on Hotwire, and the prices came up. The cheapest thing to rent was an SUV. It was less expensive than the economy car. First, I thought this was a mistake, but then I got to thinking that actually makes sense. Let's find out more from Bill McGee. He's a travel columnist for USA Today. Bill, is that about right? The prices are going up on the smallest cars?
Absolutely. It's all about supply and demand. And it can be very, very hard to obtain not just the exact make and model, but even the class of car you want. This happened to me a few months ago. My son and I were visiting relatives, and so I rented a car, and I had booked a compact car, and when we got there, we had a big, huge four-wheel drive truck, And my son thought it was cool because it had a great stereo system, and that was wonderful. But it really didn't hit me until a month later when my bill for my gasoline credit card came in. It was about three times what I normally would pay in a month.
Wow.
And again, this was an upgrade that I didn't ask for. I wasn't looking for. So it's something that you're going to have to look out for this summer.
Okay. So what should people do this summer if they need to rent a car and go on a trip?
Well, I think a couple of strategies might work. One is when you make the reservation, you want to stress that you're looking for a compact car. Also, don't get there too late in the day if possible. Because the availability of vehicles might be much smaller. But the bottom line is there is going to be a shortage of smaller cars this summer.
Are the rental companies responding and infusing their fleets with smaller cars?
From what I've heard, yes. I spoke to someone at one of the large rental companies the other day, and he said that, in fact, they are doing that. But, you know, there's a lag time here. The rental companies can't just automatically, you know, send cars back and swap them for smaller cars. Obviously, there are lease agreements. But I think, you know, if gas prices stay the way they are, this time next year you're going to see a lot of smaller cars in the rental fleets.
So are you taking any trips this summer, Bill?
I am, but my son and I are going to stay local.
Sounds like a good plan. Bill McGee, travel columnist for USA Today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
The cost of everything is going up, and that includes bullets. Lead and copper prices are one reason. So is the U.S. military's need for ammo. Some calibers cost 70% more than they did a couple years ago. So police departments around the country are starting to cut back on target practice, and they're stockpiling bullets as well. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.